الله، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله أحمده تعالى وأستعينه وأستغفره. Dear brother, my khutbah today was about our ummah, ummah of Islam, ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A message sent to you, now to the youth, yeah, special to the youth. The message sent to you that the ummah is hopeless. We have no hope in this ummah. This ummah is divided. This ummah is weak. Look, we have no industry. We have no agriculture. We have no science. We have nothing. We are a nation, ummah of Islam, just defeated, divided, weak. We are, you know, looking just to leave our own homelands, to go to America, Europe, Australia. That's why we are, and you have to be hopeless, and you have no chance to stand up, to come up again. That's why give up. Just find somewhere where you can live, and you can make your life better. Look after yourself. Look after your family, and be sure that this ummah has no future. This is the message sent to us. And my topic was, after the battle of Badr, the first great battle in Islam, where Muslim, يعني, the small number, 300 something, has won the struggle against the leaders of Mecca. Mecca was that time the strongest, يعني, let me see, tribe in the region. That victory gave the Muslims so much confidence. After a while, we have lost the struggle in Ma'rakat Uhud. Uhud battle, we have lost the struggle. Here the enemy send a message to the Muslims, look, your victory in Badr, that was just accidentally. So don't dream you will be always victorious. You will lose the struggle and forever. Now start with Uhud, but you have no future. You are finished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rahman al-Rahim, He sent us in the Quran to say, no, don't listen to them. Things are not like that. But Allah says, وَلَا تَهْنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا أَنْتُمْ لَعْلَوْنَ. Don't feel defeated. Don't feel bad. Don't go down. If you just lose a struggle, and as long as you are mu'mineen, تِلْكَ الْأَيَامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ, you know, time is sometime, yani in the future will be sometime for you, sometime against you. You will win, you will lose. That's the nature of life. No one will win forever or lose forever. It's time you are lose, you are winning. Just have the lesson from that, have the experience, but be sure as long you are mu'min, that's the connection between us and victory. As long you are mu'min, and for sure, mu'min is not a word, it's word and action. But as long you are mu'min, be sure you will be victorious in the end. That was the message in Uhud. Today I told you, especially here, the youth, as I say, look, they ask you, how many or how much heavy industry we have in Muslim countries? Nearly zero. Agriculture, nothing. We have to wait until we have the oat, the rice, the wheat from overseas. We have nothing. Hatta the fruit, the vegetable. Universities, where is your specialist, your doctors, PhD, researchers? Nearly zero. Where is your product in the industry, in the medicine, in the science, in the physics, in the chemist? Nearly zero. Even why you still speak about Ummat al-Islam? You are zero. We say, stop. It's not like that. We are in that position not because we are not able, not because we don't have youth from Muslims who are not able to do that. And experience, reality show that we have thousands and millions of Muslims youth, ulama, around the world. Just when they was giving the opportunity, they have proven we can. Look now, on all level of science around the world, just do research. In America, in Europe, in Australia, everywhere, you will find Muslim everywhere, specialists everywhere. Why they are here in the West able to do, and the Muslim countries are not able? Because there's a political decision in Muslim countries, you are not allowed to have that. Zero tolerance. You are not allowed. And if you make any kind of industry like Iraq before, we will destroy it. You are not allowed. Then there is a political decision. Disable our youth. Not because we have disabled in our mind or mentality. No. It is political decision. You are not allowed. Resources, we have all kinds of resources. All kinds. But you are not able to use it. Let the foreign companies come and take it. Then don't feel we are defeated because we are not able. Don't lose the confidence in yourself. No, there is a political decision. We are a nation. We have lost a war, lost a struggle. Our enemy control us. And now he decide for you. That's why this message is the wrong message. But don't blame the ummah. See the chain in the hand of the ummah and break it. That's our role, not to attack the ummah or to lose the trust in the ummah. This ummah is brave and we can. Hala, historical, in the last 100 years at least, after the kuffar took over Muslim land, we lost the war, first world war, and the kuffar took over, their policy is never allow the Muslim to come back again, destroy them forever. That's why they destroyed all kind of material development, industry, agriculture, knowledge, science. You are not allowed. In the same time, keep destroying the trust in the ummah, trust itself, the confidence. Keep destroying that one. You are weak, you are nothing, you cannot, you are divided, you are small, you are backward, you want to go back to 6th, 7th century, you know, you are backward. Then those things, and put doubt on the Quran, the Sunnah, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Bukhari, Muslim, history, put doubt in the ulama Muslimin, put doubt, and that will result what? You lose the confidence in yourself. And if you lose the confidence in yourself, what will happen? You will look for another guidance, for another leadership, for another example. Then you become follower. A follower can never create something, can be never leader. And they want to keep you followers, and the blind followers, defeated followers. That's why we have to be careful on those statements which put in the social media, wherever, to send you the wrong message. Lose the confidence in your ummah. This ummah is great. Yes, we lost the struggle. But that doesn't mean it's the end of the life. It's not the end of the struggle. Nations will come again. And that's your duty, our duty as Muslim youth. It's your duty to be a soldier for the ummah, soldier for Islam. With this confidence, we can. As long as Islam is there, we attach to Islam, we go back. Here we'll build harmony between us and our deen, harmony between us and our reality. If the harmony is there, we can come again. The same time, there's many signs that this ummah is great. I give one example in Syria. You are all youth, you don't know. It was time where everyone thought Islam in Syria is finished. Because Assad, his regime, they destroy everything. They spoke about socialism, whatever. And anyone look from far, they will say, Syria is finished. There's no Islam more. People are so defeated, so coward, so scary. They will never come back. But when they just saw a little bit light, the whole ummah in Syria stood up, say, Hiya lillah, it's for Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader. This ummah, there's potential there. Islam is so deep there. In Central Asia, when Soviet Union, the communist was ruling there, for years and years and years, anyone go there, no masjid, no masala, no salah, no Quran, no, zero. Anyone look from far, say Islam is zero, finish. In Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, in those areas, anyone who don't know the ummah, he will think Islam is finished. But quickly after Soviet Union destroyed, Islam came like the mushroom. In every corner, masjid, a musalla, Quran, masjid, hajj, umrah. Islam is so deep. So don't lose the confidence in the ummah. This ummah, great ummah. But again, we have lost struggle. And there's no, يعني, not عيب, not a shame to lose a struggle. But the shame is to be defeated and to give us, to give up and to surround and not to think how to come back. That is the shame. But to lose a struggle, that's nature of life. That's why I want from youth, Muslim youth, to be sure with themselves, with their deen, with their ummah, and speak about ummah. Don't speak about Arab nationalists, whatever. Away from those terminologies which make us more divided. And this division, the ummah, is not true. Wallahi, if someone, true Muslim, have the power, within 24 hours, I will let all nation jump to the border to destroy the borders between the ummah. Don't think the border between Pakistan and Kashmir, or between Pakistan and Bangladesh, or Afghanistan, or Iraq, or Syria, or Palestine. Don't think that those borders are forever. They are not in the heart of the Muslims. They are forced to accept that. But if the Ummah has the opportunity, tomorrow a good leadership coming, the Ummah will destroy those borders. They don't believe in it. That's why I need the confidence in the Ummah, in our deen, our future, but we are the one who make the future. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, in tansurullahi ansur, if you give support to Allah, to His deen, Allah give you. Don't wait for it. Make it. And Nasr, victory, is not something you wait for it. It's something you walk for it. وَقُلْ اِعْمَلُوا. You walk, you put effort. Not sit down and say, oh Allah, give me. No, Allah, help me while I'm walking. Allah, give me the help. That should be my dua. Not sit down and Allah, give me. No, no. You walk, you put effort, you have tawakkul, and you say, while I am walking, oh Allah, give me the help and the support. اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وتولنا في من توليت وعافنا في من عافيت واصرف عنا وعن شر ما قدرت به وقضيت اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت ولي مولاها اللهم عافنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فاصبرنا على قوم الكافرين وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وأقم الصلاة نعم شاء الله يعلم ما